It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Hey, the Flashback on a Friday. Brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, if you're with us at the beginning of the show, I don't know, we may have to do what they call in the industry, Heather, a reset.
Oh.
On right before we signed on. And have you lodged a formal complaint quite yet?
No, but I did feel like Holly and Michael Scott in The Office.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, she was.
I was in production. I'm minding my own business.
Yeah.
And you just walk in and.
Well, not into your room, into the adjoining studio.
I know, there's a window.
The ranch studio.
And the computer monitor is right there.
And I just wish my fiance, Elle, have a good Friday show. There was some of that. So, let's go to the year.
1998.
And the song.
It's that pivotal moment. It's
never done this one. Here we go.
This kiss. Not that kiss.
Faith Hill on a Friday. 1998. This kiss. And this right there started, I mean, Faith Hill had already been going strong there with 96, 97, and by the time 98 rolled around, man, she was one of the oddest things, certainly, in country music. And then you get to 2000's Breathe, and we didn't know what to do anymore. Like, just had to remember to breathe. But either which way, it is Faith Hill. This kiss, and it's from the third album of hers, simply titled Faith. It was written by a lot of people. Beth Nielsen Chapman, Robin Lerner, Amy Roloff, and Hill and Byron Gallimore. Took that many people to come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And once it was finalized, it came out end of February, right after, the week after, by the way, Valentine's 1998. It did start, though, there just kind of as a beach writing session, just with a bunch of songwriters. They do this thing. They just go find a place. We hear about, like, Merle's, you know, the people go to Merle's riverboat, and then they all write songs for, like, days, and then come out, and there you go.
Like a vacation.
Right.
But, oh, this is a working vacation.
And that's
vacation.
One of these things that spawned this song. But this song was first initially written, thought of, and the instrumentation and everything as a rhythm and blues R&B track.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey. It was meant to go into that genre.
Like for Barry White?
Kind of. Mm. Slow it down.
This kiss.
Centrifugal motion. I don't know how
Faith
that would work.
Faith is no Toni Braxton.
And nobody was feeling it either, because it sat around on the shelf for about a year. And then finally, and this is where the Gallimores come in, they say, hey, what do we think about maybe trying to do a country thing with this? And then Faith Hill said, I like that. Let's do it. And that was the first single off that big old album, Faith. And it was a big genre-defying hit for her, too. And it hit number one on both the country and the adult contemporary charts. So, gotta have faith and maybe a little smooch.
Fuck her up.
I don't need a heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight on the rooftop under.
Old school cool. Real country mornings. Hank FM.